Hello folks, welcome to the show CineGenie. This is Cine Service. At CineGenie, we create, dissect, teach and churn film content. Today's topic is lens versus camera, which is a better investment. Every year, high-end digital cinema cameras get released, effectively rendering their predecessors outdated. Should you invest in new lens instead? This is the question to ask yourself. It's quite common for the first generation of any electronic product to have technical issues, and unfortunately it's usually the users that support these cameras early on that end up getting the short end of the stick. Not to mention that they often need to wait so long to get their gear that by the time it actually comes in, there is already a next generation camera around the corner that probably has better specs at a lower price point. For these reasons and more, many filmmakers, DPs and other creative pros who are considering investing in camera gear are choosing not to. For many, renting cameras on a project-to-project basis has become the way to go, and for others, a different investment has become preferable, which is lenses. Here are three reasons why lenses are a far better investment today than camera bodies. First reason is they have more longevity. A great piece of glass is timeless. You could take a vintage lens from 40 or 50 years ago, mount it to an Arri Alexa, and the results will be amazing as long as the lens was kept in good condition. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for cameras. Many years ago, when film was still the standard, a DP could invest in a film camera like Arri Flex SR2 and use that camera for years to come. At that time, technology didn't move nearly as fast and rapid, and the camera was such a smaller part of the overall equation with regards to image quality. If a new film stock came out, that stock could be used in an old camera, and that camera could potentially capture images that were on par with a new film camera. Unfortunately, with digital, that is obviously not the case. The good news is that lenses do still have the longevity that film cameras once did. If you invest in a really high quality lens kit, those lenses are going to stay relevant for many years to come. The second reason is you can use them across multiple cameras. One of the greatest things about lenses is the fact that they are so adaptable. A camera is just a camera. It does what it does until it's either outdated or breaks down, and then it's replaced. Lenses, on the other hand, are far more universal and can be used on any camera that you buy, rent, own or are asked to shoot on. Many production companies and producers own camera gear, so if you are brought onto a production that already has a Red Dragon, for instance, you could sweeten the deal by offering to bring your Cookie Primes to set with you, which may very well help you land the gig and up your rate. Not to mention, these lenses can be used on your own cameras at any point too, and will continue to work for years to come as new camera bodies continue to come and go. The third and final reason is they rent better. Just about everyone wants to invest in a Red or an Alexa so that they can rent it out, either directly or through a rental house. The problem, of course, is that so many people are doing this now that rental houses are flooded with these cameras. Many shooters that have invested in expensive digital cinema cameras end up finding it extremely difficult to rent them out. The cameras end up collecting dust on a shelf somewhere. Lenses, however, will always rent better. For fewer people are investing in a great glass, and lenses, as we saw in the previous point, are so adaptable that a single lens kit will be relevant to far more potential productions than a camera body would be. In other words, a production that's looking to shoot on Alexa isn't going to want to rent your Red camera, but they very well might want to rent your Schneider PL mount lenses. So these are the top reasons why you should go for lens instead of a camera body. Thank you very much. This is Cine Service from CineGenie signing off.